Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
Hey, it's Alex Hall again, talking to you today about Voice Dream Reader, which is probably the best book reading app for iOS that I've ever come across. It does books, it does audiobooks, PDFs, Word documents, HTML files. You can even hook it up to your Instapaper account. So it's a great app, and I highly recommend it. But it can be a little bit confusing to use, especially for voiceover users, because some of the controls are pretty non-standard. I'm using the latest version as of today, which is January 6th, 2015. And I'll just take you through, first of all, how to actually play a book, and then we'll look at some of the settings and the options that you have available. So I've got the book open right here. It's Pride and Prejudice, which is a book that comes actually with Voice Dream Reader when you first install it. And we've got the play screen open here. It's displaying some controls across the top. Most of the page is taken up by the actual text of the book, which is, of course, scrollable. And then across the bottom, you've got a few more controls and information available. So I'm going to touch near the top left just to get us to the first element on this page.
Home button.
The home button, which will bring us back to the main screen where all your folders and other controls and settings and things are displayed. And I'm just going to do a one-finger swipe to the right to go through the controls here, and we'll see what we have.
Editor button.
That will open up your text in an editable format, and then you can export the text and save it somewhere if you want to.
Action button.
Just has a few actions you can take with the file. I'll double tap it. Let's see what it has.
Alert. Export all text button. Export highlights button. Share button. Print button. Cancel button.
So you see what that has.
Home button.
And we'll keep going to the right.
Editor action. Audio settings adjustable. Swipe up or down to adjust speed. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Now, audio settings is adjustable, and you'll see that a lot in here. Adjustable items can still be double tapped. If I double tap that, it'll open up all the audio settings. So the voice selection, the speech rate, pronunciation dictionary, all of those. But if I just flick up and down with one finger, that lets me quickly change how fast the speech is going to read, independent of VoiceOver. Of course, that's how Voice Dream Reader works. But I don't actually have to go into those settings to make the change. I can just flick up and down right here without actually opening those settings. So it's a sort of a dual-purpose button, I guess you'd call it. And again, you'll see that a lot as we go through this. Keep going.
Visual settings button.
Of course, just has visual things, highlighting, colors, contrast, all of that. I don't use those settings since I don't have enough vision to see them, but it's very helpful for those who maybe are low vision or are learning disabled but can still read print just fine.
Add bookmark button.
Of course, adds a bookmark at your current position.
Previous item button.
We'll go to the previous. That's not a rewind. That is actually the previous book or article or, you know, whatever you're looking at.
Chapter, Pride and Prejudice. Title, Pride and Prejudice.
That just is a text element showing you where you are.
Next item button.
Of course, moves to the next article or book or what have you in your list.
Text, Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen.
And I just did a two-finger single tap to stop speech. That is the actual text of the book. And to tell where you are, of course, you can just read that. But if you touch anywhere in that text and then do a three-finger tap.
0%, center of screen.
It'll tell you which percentage you are. So right now I'm at zero because I'm at the top of the book. But if I were halfway through, it would have said 50% center of screen.
Bookmarks button.
And I'm continuing to flick to the right. We've got a bookmarks button, which will show you all of your bookmarks. I have none in here right now, but that's how you would get to them.
Select text, starting with by. Swipe up or down to move the selection by word, or swipe with three fingers to move by sentence. Double tap to proceed. Adjustable. Selected text, three words, Pride and Prejudice. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay, a lot of things happen there. So this is how you select text, and when you select it, you can make a note of it, you can define it, you can automatically add it to your pronunciation dictionary, and you can do a few other things with it. And how it works is when you come to this item, you double tap. So let me do that now.
Selected text, by. Swipe down to expand the selection by word, or swipe with three fingers to expand by sentence. Double tap to take action. Adjustable.
All right, so now we've got the word by selected. And if I wanted to select the next word in line, as it told me, I would flick down with one finger.
Jane. Added. Selected text by Jane.
And one more time.
Austin. Added. Selected text by Jane Austen.
So you recall that I double-tapped to start selecting, and that selected the first word, the word that the system was focused on at the time. Flicking up or down either removes or adds, so if I don't want Austen in here, I just flick up.
Austen. Removed. Selected text by Jane.
There we go. And when I'm done, I just double-tap one last time.
Alert. By Jane.
And that's just the text that we selected earlier.
Copy. Button. Define. Button. Highlight. Button. Note. Button. Pronounce. Button.
And pronounce doesn't mean make the speech say it. Pronounce actually will add that to your pronunciation dictionary.
Cancel. Button.
And we're going to cancel because we don't want to do anything with that.
Home. Button.
So that's how you select text. It's a pretty slick system once you get used to it. And it really makes a lot of sense. And for just selecting a few words, you know, if you're reading a textbook and you're like, oh, I need to remember this. All right, select that. Maybe select a couple sentences, which you can do by flicking three fingers up or down instead of one. And double tap and just make a note of it. Or, you know, do whatever you want with it. So it's a pretty easy thing to do as you're reading a book, just to stop and select some text that you might need to. Let me get back to that so we can keep going.
Bookmarks. But selected text.
Okay. There we go. And I'll continue to do a one-finger swipe to the right.
Play. Button. Adjustable. Swipe up to rewind and swipe down to fast forward. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
The play button's probably the most interesting button on here because it's got three different options. Double tap will play or pause. Pretty simple. The adjustable part of that comes in for fast forward and rewind. A one finger flick up or down will rewind, it's up, or fast forward, down, by whatever element you have set. We'll see that in a second. Double tap and hold does the sleep timer. Double tap and hold.
Reader, back button. Sleep timer, heading.
We are in the sleep timer screen, and I can either select from some presets here. I'll flick to the right.
15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 60 minutes.
Or.
Minutes, 30, text field.
I
can
double
tap to edit.
I can type in whatever number I want. So you've got 15, 30, 45, or 60, or you can type your own. And a two-finger scrub to get out of here.
Home. Button.
So that play button does a lot of different things. Fast forwards and rewinds, plays and pauses, and adjusts your sleep timer. Now, let me find it.
Select text. Play.
Okay, here we are. We're back to where we were. And I will flick to the right again. We'll keep going. We're almost to the end of the screen.
Navigation unit. 15 seconds. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Now that's how you change what fast forward and rewind does on the play button. So if I were to flick down on the play button right now, it would fast forward 15 seconds, because my navigation unit is 15 seconds. But if I swipe down with one finger on this item...
30 seconds. 60 seconds.
Now, if I went to the play button...
Play. Button. Adjustable.
And I flick down to fast forward, it'll move by 1 minute instead of 15 seconds. Whatever is selected here...
Navigation unit. 60 seconds.
Changes what fast forward and rewind does on the play button. And that's got a bunch of options. It's got, you know, chapter and page and a whole bunch of different things. Sometimes it will depend. If you, for example, select chapter and your book doesn't have chapters, you might find yourself suddenly jumping to the end of the book because VoiceDream is going to consider the entire book as one chapter because there's no markup for individual chapters in your file. So it depends. Sometimes some things might not work, but everything will always support the time-based ones, you know, 15, 30, and 60 seconds. Keep going to the right.
Search button.
Search is pretty nice. You double tap it and you type in the word you're looking for, and it brings up a whole bunch of matches, whatever it found. And as you're flicking through those, you can double tap on one to go to that position in the book and start reading right from it. So it's a pretty easy thing. Nothing special to that, no crazy adjustable things or anything. Just a basic double tap on the search button, type in what you want, and choose from the results that appear.
Elapsed time 1 second.
It just tells you where you are.
Position, 0%, adjustable. Double tap to enter a percent value. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
That, if you double tap it, as it said, you can type in whatever value you want to go to. Or, if you flick up or down, it'll move by 5% increments.
Remaining time 6 hours 49 minutes 2 seconds.
That also does nothing. It's just another informational item. And that is it. That is everything on the play screen. So, There's a whole bunch of stuff in there. Hopefully it makes a little more sense now. One of the things that trips up new users is, well, there's no fast forward or rewind buttons. And, you know, how do you actually do anything? Hopefully that clears that up. And I do highly recommend that you leave hints enabled when you're using this app until you really get used to it. If you don't, you might miss a lot of things. So definitely leave hints on. Now let's go back to the home screen. We'll look at the other options, how you add books and sort things and all of that. So I'll go to the top of the page with a four-finger tap.
Home button.
Double tap.
Folders button.
All right, right now we are in the All Items folder, which, as its name suggests, disregards all of the folders and shows you everything in the app, every file you have stored. If we were to flick down here, you'd see every single book and document that I've got, so we're not going to do that because it's just a ton of them. What we will do, though, is go through the controls on here. So I'm going to swipe to the right with one finger again.
Edit button.
Edit obviously would let me remove or move around different items.
Search. Search field.
There's the search
field.
Double
tap to edit.
So if you're not sure where an item is or if you've just got a ton of them, you just double tap in that and search. After that's going to be the entire list of all my books. Again, we're not going to read all of those. So I'll tap near the bottom left of the screen.
Add button.
The add button will let you add content. And you can add from...
Alert. Dropbox. Button. iTunes. Button. Web browser. Button. Editor. Button. Clipboard. Button. Gutenberg. Button. Bookshare. Button. Cancel. Button.
All of those.
Folders.
So I canceled that. So that's how you add. And by the way, when you add, you've got to be in the folder that you want to add to. So if you've maybe got a textbooks folder, then if you want to add a new textbook, open up the textbooks folder, then hit the add button, and what you add will be moved into the textbooks folder. You can move it later if you want to, but it's just easier to have the folder open when you're adding, so it goes right in. So we've also got...
Add. Refresh. Button.
Refresh, of course, will just refresh the list. It's mostly useful for web-based things. You know, maybe you're looking at a Dropbox folder and you add a file from your computer and it's not showing up in VoiceStream. You just hit the refresh button and there it will be.
Sort order button.
We'll let you change that. Let's see the options here.
Sort order. Home. Back button. Sort order. Heading. Recent. Selected. Add date. Title. Author. Size.
So you've got a bunch of options for sorting as well. But let's go back.
Folders. Button. Add. Button. Refresh. Sort order. Button.
All right, we're back to where we were. I'll keep going to the right.
Settings. Button.
Settings we'll get to in a second.
Now reading. Button.
The now reading is an awesome feature because it lets you go back to what you were reading. So maybe VoiceStream crashes. Maybe it's removed from the app switcher. Maybe you're adding a ton of books from Bookshare or something. And now you want to go back to the book you were reading. Doesn't matter what happened. If you hit that now reading button, it'll go right back into the book at your last position. So nice little feature there to always get you back to the most recent item you were reading. It's worth mentioning that that doesn't support more than one. So if you're trying to jump between, you know, two or three different books, VoiceStream's probably not going to make that all that easy a process right now. The button here is really only for the most recent book you were reading, or article, or file, not for multiple ones. Let's go into the settings now.
Settings. Button. Settings. Home. Back button.
And we've got several different options here.
Settings. Heading. Accounts. Heading.
First of all, you've got your accounts. And this is if you want to hook up, you know, your Instapaper account, your Bookshare, your Dropbox, all of those different ones, this is where you go to do that. And I've already got most of mine hooked up. Doing so is a pretty straightforward process. You just, you know, type in your username and password and authenticate if you have to, and that's about it. So it's not really worth going through because that's pretty standard stuff.
Dropbox, Google Drive, Pocket, Insta, Evernote, Bookshare, Manage My Voices, Advanced Settings.
Okay, so you saw the options you have there for accounts. Now let's go back to the
Manage My Voices.
Voices.
Manage My Voices. Settings. Back button.
And for some reason, it doesn't actually say that some of these items are buttons or are, I guess, double tappable, if that's a term. But they are, even though it doesn't say button.
Manage My Voices. Heading. Add. Button.
So if you want a new voice, you'd go into here and you'd hit the add button.
Add voices. Restore purchased voices. English. Heading.
So you can add new ones or restore ones that you've bought maybe on a different device. They all use iCloud purchasing, so if you buy a voice on maybe your iPad and you want to put that voice on your iPhone, you'd go there, and assuming you're using the same Apple ID, it would restore all of the voices you've already bought. Now,
English. Heading.
we've got the different voice headings. These are only the voices that I have purchased, so you're not going to see all the options available. We'll see those in a second.
Heather. Download button.
And it says download because I've deleted Heather. I don't like her, so I don't have her on my phone taking up space.
Sally. Preferred. Uninstall button.
And you see that you either have the download button for voices you don't actually have but that you have purchased, or the uninstall button for voices that you have purchased and have downloaded. And uninstall, of course, will remove it from your phone, so it won't take up the room.
More info. Sally. Preferred. Bridget. Download button. James. Download button.
So again, these are all the voices that I've got. Maybe I want a new one. Let's go to the add button.
Add button.
Double tap.
Add voices. Back button.
Now this is a pretty big screen. You've got a lot of options here, and this is one of the things I like about VoiceStream. It has tons of voice options. So let's go ahead and swipe to the right.
Add voices. Heading. Language. Button.
So if you want only certain languages, or if you're looking for, only English or Spanish or Arabic, whatever it is, you can just double tap that and choose your language.
English. Australia. Heading.
Of course I've got English selected right now. These are all the voices that are available.
iOS English. Australia. iOS English. Australia. Tyler. A cappella. Play sample. Button. Buy $1.99. Button.
So you're seeing now these are all the voices. iOS are free because they're actually included with iOS itself. And then these other voices, you're either going to see a download button if you've bought them before, or the price. And you can play a sample if you want to hear how it sounds before you buy it.
Nicole, Ivona. Play sample. Button. Buy $4.99. Button. Russell, Ivona.
So obviously the voices aren't all the same. The Ivona ones are the most expensive, and they range in price. You've got acapella, you've got Ivona, and you've got a few NeoSpeech, and they're all different prices. But again, you can restore those purchases if you buy them on one device. So buy them once, and you've got them for all of the copies of VoiceStream you're running on your same Apple ID. Now, I won't go through all the voices here, but I do want to show you across the bottom, you've got several tabs.
Selected. All. Button. 1 of 3. Popular. Button. 2 of 3. iOS built-in. Button. 3 of 3.
So you can filter by the ones that most people like, or just the ones that iOS comes already installed with. Anyway, that's how you would add different voices. And let's go back.
Manage my voices. Settings. Back button.
And back.
Settings. Home. Back button. Manage my voices.
There we are. Okay, we're back to where we were. Flicking to the right.
Advanced settings.
Advanced settings has a lot of different things, like what the fast forward or rewind buttons on a remote do, cursor tracking options, that sort of thing. It's a pretty simple dialog again, just like signing up for new accounts, not really worth going through, I don't think.
Translation.
Translation is a paid service, and it operates off a credit system. There's a whole explanation here, but basically it lets you translate from one language to another a file that you might have.
Contact us. Facebook page. Twitter.
Okay, so all the basic stuff then at the bottom, and more actual settings. Let's go back.
Folders. Button.
Okay, let me just go through adding a new book, just for the sake of completeness. So we'll go to folders.
Folders. Home. Back button.
And I want to choose the miscellaneous books folder that I've already created.
Fold. Add. Edit. Selected. All items. Playlist.
Now this is a list of all the folders that I have in VoiceStream. These ones, it comes with. All items. Playlist.
Instapaper.
Assuming you enable that.
My folders. Heading.
Now you've got the My Folders heading, and these are all the ones that I've made.
Miscellaneous books. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
So the miscellaneous books is the one I want, because I want to put a new book in there.
Cut folders. Button.
Now, just like in the main screen, across the bottom.
Add. Button. Refresh. Button. Sort order. Button. Settings. Button. Now reading. Button.
You've got all those. So let's go ahead
add
and add
button.
From.
Alert. Dropbox. Button. Web edit clip Gutenberg Bookshare button.
And from Bookshare.
Bookshare heading.
And I'm sorry to those of you who are not in the U.S. or who don't have Bookshare memberships. I'm just doing this because it's very popular. But let's go to the
done button search field
right here. So we
double tap to edit.
You can search all of Bookshare, or if you continue flicking to the right,
popular, latest, school grades, book categories, periodicals, history.
You can see all of those. History is your history, books you've downloaded. Let's go back to the search field.
Book done. Search field. Double tap insertion point at end.
And I don't know. Let's search for
Braille screen input. Screen away mode.
Huckleberry fan. Why not?
Huck. Huckleberry. N. Portrait.
And iOS bug here. I've just got to type a character on the keyboard.
Fin. Search.
For it to see
delete,
that I've
space,
typed.
Search.
And search.
Search. Bookshare. Back button. Search. Heading. Done. Button.
The done button, by the way, will actually drop you out of the whole Bookshare adding process entirely. The back button is how you would get back to the previous screen.
21 results. Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Mark Twain. Azar Nafisi. R. Kent Rasmussen.
Alright, good enough. Flick to the right.
Download. Button.
And there's the download button. But if you go back to the title,
Adventures of Huckleberry Finn,
and double tap,
Mark Book Detail, Search, Back Button,
it brings you to a whole list of items that you can see about this book.
Book Detail, Heading, Download, Button, Done, Button.
And again, the Done button's always there, it'll always get you out of here.
The classic boyhood adventure tale, updated with a new introduction by noted Mark Twain scholar R. Kent Rasmussen and a foreword by Azar Nafisi.
Okay, so that's the synopsis, and then you've got
Publisher, Penguin Group US, Copyright, 2014.
You get the idea. If I wanted to download it, I could have either done that on the previous screen, or I can go up here.
Done. Button. Download. Button.
To the download button. Double tap.
Alert. Preparing file. Ellipsis.
And it will basically show you
59%.
The process here. And I flick to the right once to get to the percentage. If I want to check it again, I can flick left and then right.
Look, 32%. Loading. 43%.
And you see how that works. So it's a pretty basic loading dialogue here. We're just waiting
alert.
For it. There it is.
File loaded.
So you hit OK on that.
OK. Button. Book detail. Search. Back button.
And you're done. So speaking of being done.
Book detail. Download. Done. Button.
Double tap.
Edit. Button.
We are back in VoiceStream's folder view.
Search. Search field.
And now if you look
double tap
at
to
the
edit.
First book in the miscellaneous books folder.
Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. 7 hours 31 minutes 49 seconds. 0%. Mark Twain. Notice this accessible media.
There it is. It's going to tell you the title, obviously, of the book. Then it's going to tell you how long it is and how much of it you've read in a percentage. And then it'll start reading. I'm sorry, then it'll do the author. Then it will start reading the actual content just as a preview. Doesn't work so well for Bookshare books because they have that copyright notice at the top. But if you've got a bunch of smaller files, it can be really handy to quickly view a little bit of each one before you actually open it up. So that is basically how VoiceStream works. A couple extra notes that I do want to mention. First of all, if you're reading an actual book or file and you go to the settings, those settings are different from the settings that you'll find on the main screen. If I hit settings right now because I'm in the folder, it will adjust globally. If I hit the settings while I'm reading a file, maybe the one we just downloaded, those settings will apply only to that book. Some are global, like the pronunciation dictionary, that is global, but maybe I change the speech rate, or I change the voice I want to use, or I believe visual settings are the same way, they will only apply to the file that I have open at the time. So maybe you prefer one voice for textbooks and one voice for leisure reading. You can easily do that whenever you open up one or the other, whichever one it is. If it's not set to your preferred voice, just do that. That preference will only be set for that book. Another thing, VoiceStream operates in the background, which means that you can do a two-finger double tap while your screen is unlocked to play or pause your book. You can hook up a set of headphones that have a remote, and you can use those remote buttons for play, pause, fast forward, and rewind. And again, in your advanced settings is where you'd select what the fast forward and rewind buttons do. I have mine set to rewind and fast forward within the book. You can also choose to move to the previous or next item. Sometimes, at least as of right now, again January 6, 2015, VoiceStream tends to crash when it's in the background, not while you're using it, but sometimes it will disappear and so the play pause commands won't work. I'm not sure why that is, and I'm hoping for a fix soon, but if you do the play pause command while VoiceStream is in the background and nothing happens, just open the app back up and you might have to hit the now reading button to get back into your book, and then the play pause button to resume reading. But it might not happen to everyone. I'm using an iPhone 5, so it's, you know, a couple of years old by now. Who knows? But if it happens to you, that's probably what's going on. I think that's everything that I wanted to cover. So if you've got any questions about VoiceStream, there's an app entry on applevis.com with a ton of comments, and the developer's usually pretty active on there and willing to answer questions. You can feel free to leave a comment on this podcast entry as well, and I will try to help if I can. And hopefully you found this useful. Again, I know it's a lot to take in when you're first using the app, and there's not a lot of documentation for VoiceOver specific commands and gestures, but if you leave hints on and you realize that adjustable items are also able to be double tapped, then it starts to make a lot more sense. So I hope you got something out of this, and again, if you have questions, leave comments and we'll try to help you out.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.